This is Wednesday in the fifth week of Easter. As we begin this day, let's begin with prayer. Quiet our souls and quiet our spirits. It's funny, we can go silent, but my soul still is restless. Your spirit, Lord, is peaceful. I try and drink it in. But there's still that spirit of Jim that just is on edge. So, Lord, in this time, help my soul calm down. Let me drink more of your spirit in, and then, Lord, let me live. Because it's only there that I'll actually be able to live with the people who cross my path, with my neighbors and my families and my friends, in the way that you have called me to live. Help me to go deep and trust. In the name of your Son, amen. The gospel for today in the Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter. It's from John. It reads like this. Jesus said to the disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." I have to be honest with you. I had my first experience of going to Publix during this pandemic the other day. It was an interesting thing. I mean, I had my mask on. I went in and had to shop. I didn't really have a list. That makes it tough for me. You got to understand, shopping for me is always like a test, because when I come back, I get evaluated, at least in my head, on whether I got the right stuff. And I mean, and it's difficult because, you know, on a normal day, just in a perfect world, in a good setting, I mean, going into the vegetable department and trying to pick out fruit and vegetables, I mean, it's stressful for me. I mean, but, you know, I mean, you go in and, you know, you pick up an avocado and, you know, it can't be too firm, but it's got to be firm enough. And, I went in there and I had to get avocados. So I went over there and I picked up one and I squeezed it. And then I realized it's in my hand. I squeezed it. I touched it. I can't put it back down on the pile. I got to buy this one. It was almost like I was, you know, anything I touched, I had to buy. And I went place to place and just decided that, well, somehow I got to buy. How do you shop in a pandemic? I don't know. I didn't realize till half of my shopping was done that in Publix, there are one-way aisles. I probably was going down the wrong way on almost all of them. I don't know. And they move everything around. I mean, the last time I think I shopped in Publix really probably was well over a year ago. I mean, why do they change stuff? It goes from place to place. I mean, does that serve them better? You know, the chaos is a thing that sort of, I think we're all in right now, whether you like it or not, whether you even know it or not. There's a low level of kind of just free-floating anxiety that's always around. I know for me, I'll be up front with you, my patience is right on the line. And some of you probably have experienced that, where I used to be able to be patient and pick my words. It's much more difficult now than it's ever been. It's really hard. And I find that, you know, my mind works in a different way than it does. It works more in a sense of what I would call survival than in living. You know, when living takes place, you sort of move with the flow of everything that's around you. And now we don't move in the flow of everything that's around us. We distrust everything that's around us. We don't know where that virus is lurking. Is it crouching behind the door? But the scripture tells us that if we abide in Jesus, that that's where we'll bear much fruit. His Father, our Father, is a vine dresser, but he is the vine. And we're just branches. It says we've got to bear fruit. Now, we don't sort of set our whole purpose on bearing fruit. Our whole purpose is actually being in the vine. And that, I think, sometimes I don't understand. I think for us in the Christian faith, sometimes we think, well, if I go out and bear much fruit, I'm fine. But, you know, we can go out and bear fruit. I mean, let's put it on the line here. I can go and feed the hungry, but I can be in a really foul mood the whole time feeding the hungry. I mean, I don't know if I produced any fruit. I fed some people. You know, we can get through the day. We can accomplish. I can, you know, put together a sermon and oh, look at this sermon. But if I piss everybody else off, am I really in the vine? You see, being in the vine, being in Jesus, is something much deeper. It means that I'm more interested in being in the vine than the outside environment that's around me, and I pay attention to being within that vine than getting my own way. But in a pandemic, in the chaos that we live in, I think we look at it and we try and survive. And so we aren't really interested in living. And I'm hoping this is clear. Because the point I'm making, I think, is truth, at least inside me. When you really pay attention to being in God, in the Lord Jesus, that becomes where you know that is your true north. When you all go out and you say, I simply have to survive in the day, you don't have a true north. What you have is a scavenger mentality. It's really quite interesting because you tend to use even the chaos for your own gain. Let me ask you a question. This is where I'm meddling. How have you used the coronavirus, COVID-19, to your own advantage? Don't tell me you haven't. That's bull. We all have done it. I mean, those of us who hate shopping, well, I can't go to the store. You know, I mean, it's COVID-19. I can't go to the store. If we like shopping, I can get online and buy all I want. If we don't like social, you know, opportunities, we got a perfect reason. I don't need to go out. I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to do anything. I mean, think about it. If you're French And you were, all your life, you were raised French, but you hate all that kissy stuff. Okay, or Italian, I guess, too. I mean, you've got the perfect example to drop that whole behavior of French, because you're now a Frenchman without all that stuff. But before, if you were French, then you had to do that stuff. But now you don't have to, because you got COVID-19. I'm sorry. 6 feet, please. Think how many times you've run in crossing your path with somebody who you really didn't want to talk to, and you didn't know how to get out of it in the past. But now, when you see that person, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you, I got to stay social distance. You know, my spouse will kill me for this. In the Episcopal Church, we've traveled back in time. Because, you know, back during the 28 prayer book, when we gave the peace, we went like this. At best, sometimes just like this. In the 79 prayer book, you had to hug each other. We got used to hugging each other. I wonder if we'll ever be able to really fully hug each other again. Some people will say they miss it. Some people really don't miss it, but they'll say they miss it. But it's not paying attention to improving your survival skills in this time and place. It's really about making sure yourself, your soul, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. God will prune you. You know, even if you bear fruit, he's going to prune you, because he's going to want you to bear more fruit. But the object isn't that you bear more fruit. The object is that you become a better, in a sense, person for him. A branch that really starts getting strong becomes and takes on the likeness of the vine. And the life of the vine just soars through it. On this Wednesday, in the middle of Easter, I pray that you want the power of the vine to run through you, the branch. You'll produce fruit. You won't have to think about it. With survival, you got to constantly think, am I going to be able to survive? With living and being in the vine and producing fruit, it'll automatically happen if you center yourself in the vine and trust. Trust with faith like never before. Nothing I can really fully define or explain, but I think you know what I mean. Of being in the Lord. A Lord that forgives, a Lord that loves, a Lord that understands that as human beings we gravitate to survival, but a Lord that calls us beyond survival into life and life in all its fullness. Thank you for the time we shared today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.